world. Thank you for joining me once again here on Talk and Fight for another episode of Boxing News Today. Many thanks to the great interview that I had yesterday and the great response I got featuring Brandon Epstein, a mental performance coach out of Florida who helps athletes as well as entrepreneurs and businessmen, I presume businesswomen around the world, get their heads together with respect to the struggle ahead. With respect to that struggle ahead, I thought today we would talk about Riyadh season and the big fight coming up between Tyson Fury and Alexander Usyk, as well as might make mention of a few of the names on the undercard as well. But this money being thrown at boxing by the Saudis, and in some cases when they have fights over in Dubai as well, is creating quite a bit of controversy in and around boxing, both in boxing, within boxing, the boxing circles, the people who control boxing, professional boxing today, as well as those who have no interest in boxing, but certainly have an interest in the political situation that evolves in the Middle East as a result of what's called sports washing. We've mentioned it before on Talking Fight, and also on Talking Fight when we first started, if you might recall, we interviewed some owners of boxing gyms across the Middle East to find out, you know, how they were doing and what they were doing with the young men and women who wanted to get in the ring and take a shot at glory. Let's take a look at a couple of the stories that are emanating and have emanated as a result of these infusions of monies into big fights, as I said, across the Middle East, mainly in Riyadh and also Dubai. Let's have a quick look here and see if there's some decent stories. Okay, anyway, as we all know, we have an undisputed title on the line in the heavyweight division for the men when WBC champ Tyson Fury goes up against the WBA IBF WBO heavyweight champ Alexander Usyk. And quite frankly, it's turned into a pick'em fight. The odds are quite even, so I don't think you're going to make them any money no matter who you bet on in this particular fight. It's probably an equation of where you come from. The Gypsy King, Tyson Fury, as he's known, has made fun of Alexander Usyk on occasion, and everyone knows that. Alexander Usyk, though, has stuck to his game plan. Both of them are looking rather fit, well, as fit as they can be, I suppose, as they warm up for their big fight in Saudi Arabia coming up shortly. As you all know, this is all part of the Riyadh season that was launched way back in 2019 by the Saudis. Last year, you might recall the big fight between Tyson Fury and Francis Ngannou that took place in October. Remember that one? And it was followed up by what was called the Day of Reckoning in December. We all remember that night as well, where we saw Anthony Joshua fight Otto Wallen, Deontay Wilder fight Joseph Parker, and we got some surprising headlines as a result of those two particular fights or fight nights. But nonetheless, let's have a quick look at what people have been saying about this infusion of money from the region and pushing, quite frankly, events across the finish line, fights that might not have actually occurred had there not been the massive amount of money that has flown from Turki Al-Sheikh's hands. He's the chairman of the General Authority for Entertainment in Saudi Arabia, and he's been very instrumental in delivering what we will call mega boxing matches in Riyadh. His financial backing, quite frankly, has made fights possible between champions represented by different promotional entities. As we all know, he made a couple of fellas shake hands, and they did shake hands. Those Brits. Or anyway, so I just want to make mention that the money's up there. It's into the multi millions of dollars. And doesn't also include boxing, by the way. I might make mention that both UFC has had its fights over there, as well as the WWE. So the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia has been quite instrumental in delivering high-profile events and bringing over high-profile fighters to compete in their respective rings. Money used to be, quite frankly, the biggest obstacle when trying to pair off world champions. For example, when when Anthony Joshua and Deontay Wilder failed to agree to terms in 2018, if you remember that one, or when Fury and Usyk negotiations stalled over in London last year. Money apparently solved a few issues. With the Saudis splashing some money, it was enough cash to please all parties, according to the BBC. Anyway, Fury, for example, will earn a staggering £78 million when he fights Alexander Usyk. And Joshua is said to have earned a staggering £39 million against Francis Ngannou. Anyway, so it's not just the heavyweights who are benefiting, as I said before. The postponed now undisputed light heavyweight contest originally between Artur Beterbiev and Dmitry Bivol. I mean, that was a matchup I was really looking forward to seeing. It's too bad Beterbiev won't be fighting. I believe Bivol has chosen another opponent, but that's for another day. One of the big issues that has come up, and I have made mention of this issue, and I'm proud to make mention of this issue, is in the distance we can see women in the boxing ring. I remember they were only allowed to fight in the Olympics starting in 2012 and have made great strides over the past 10 odd years, and it's only been Ramla Ali when she competed in Jeddah in 2022, but there doesn't seem to be frankly, an appetite among the Saudis to host a female fight in Riyadh. Anyway, as I said, it'll be interesting to see what input Frank Warren and Eddie Hearn, who have been pitted each other against each other when they have their 5v fight undercards on these championship bouts. But nonetheless, this Al-Sheikh gentleman, His Excellency, as he's called, He is a fan of boxing, to be sure, and he is putting some great entertainment together for us with a lot of money at stake. And as I said, what I would like to see, two things I'd like to see. I'd like to see him open up that vault of money to women in the ring, to putting big championships together, enabling women. And now, quite frankly, he has brought his money over to the United States, where he has promoted shows, I believe the last one in Las Vegas. But nonetheless, I want to see him put some money into not only women, championship women, who will fight each other, whether in Saudi Arabia or elsewhere, it doesn't really matter. But let's see him put his money to, you know, where his mouth is, and get those best of the best, whether male or female, in the ring. The other thing I want to see him do is put his money into developing the sport across the Middle East. I would love to see His Excellency and others in his circle of friends put their money into boxing gym training facilities, possibly even what you might call the creation of a minor league season or system or league across the Middle East. Seeing fighters from Jordan, Lebanon, Syria, Egypt, and hopefully one day Palestine, taking on fighters from Saudi Arabia and the Emirates, and having a good old time in the ring, going toe-to-toe. It'd be kind of fun to see, quite frankly, fighters from Israel as well compete in those battles in the ring, rather than battling on the streets and killing innocent people, as is happening these days, unfortunately. Anyway, it was kind of funny to see the story emanate about John Fury headbutting one of Usyk's managers. I, I don't know who he had buttered, but it was funny to see his the video that emerged and B, his reaction. And it'd be interesting to see as a result of this particular fight, whether Anthony Joshua would be able to face the winner. Frank Warren suggested it might happen. But there's also plenty of action on the undercard. I'd like to throw in a few names here. I'm looking forward to seeing Ajit Kabayal and Frank Sanchez, a couple of heavyweights. There's a Welsh fella, Joe Gordina. He's defending his IBF super featherweight title against Ante Kakaj. Anyway, there's other fighters on this particular card when Fury and Usyk go toe-to-toe. But one of the outcomes, as I said earlier, of all this big money being put at the top tier of a very pyramid-shaped structure of boxing, it'll be very interesting to see what happens as a result of this massive amount of money being thrown at a very few percentage of the boxers out there in the sport today. It's interesting to see here. I'm looking at an article that says in 2017, a poll revealed that football was the favorite sport of Americans with more than three times the popularity of basketball. Football was the favorite of 37% of Americans, basketball at number two at 11%. Baseball came in at number three with 9%, and soccer number four at 7%. And only football, it should be noted, actually gained over 15% of the vote. While mixed martial arts wasn't even an option. And those who wanted to vote for MMA had to do so another, which culminated in a whopping 5%. Among the sports, the list of boxing was tied for 8th at 1%, along with golf, volleyball, gymnastics, motocross, ice, figure skating, and rodeo. Wow. Anyway. The poll is conducted annually from 2004 through 2008, as well as 2013, 2017. And boxing had 2% of the vote in 2008, and in 2006, 1% in all the other years polled. Anyway, it's roughly in America been the case since the Eisenhower administration. Boxing, baseball, horse racing were generally regarded as the country's three most popular sports from the 1920s through the 1950s, and those days are long gone. Boxing is now a fringe sport for all but a handful of days a year when there is a major bout that captures the public's attention. Anyway, it's been a great year now for the sport in terms of putting together the best fights, and 2023 will certainly be remembered for the numerous title unification bouts that were finally made, but it hasn't really translated into profits for promoters, television ratings, or the sport's popularity. But a new trend, if it continues, could potentially quash what interest remains in the sport in the United States. And the sport's dalliance with Saudi Arabia is relatively new. And Matchroom Sport brought a heavyweight title fight between Anthony Joshua and Andy Ruiz to Saudi Arabia back in 2019. And there have been certainly a handful of high-profile fights over the years since. Now that the Saudis are looking to diversify their economy and make tourism a significant portion of it, as they understand with each passing year, the world will be less reliant upon oil. And they've built lavish hotels and incredible tourism infrastructure and have spent mind-boggling sums to attract elite acts in sports and entertainment. Boxing has been and will be for the foreseeable future a big part of that. So to culminate this particular story, as I've said, during what they're calling Riyadh season, the Saudis host the Tyson Fury fight coming up. And it will be a great fight indeed, and should help elevate, shall we say, I would hope anyway, from a media standpoint, elevate the sport of boxing in among the common sports fan across North America, not just America, but also including Canada and Mexico in that as well. As we all know, it is pretty huge down in Mexico, and around the world, I might add. So when we finally see the ratings, and I would hopefully like to see the impact increase on the sport. One of the negative connotations that we derive from sports washing, quite frankly, as Alexander Usyk and Tyson Fury get ready for their big battle, We still have to consider what is going on in Saudi Arabia these days. For example, in a recent interview in The Guardian over in the UK, it was mentioned that the brother of Sayed bin Nasser al-Ghamdi, his brother, Mohammed bin Nasser al-Ghamdi, a retired school teacher, who has been sentenced to death for a few innocuous posts on social media, whether in fact he might be saved. And his brother replied, "It's part of our Islamic religion not to despair and to submit to God's will." Al-Ghamdi himself, not the one who's awaiting his death sentence to be carried out, but his brother, is a Saudi academic and a political dissident now living in exile in Britain. He said, "If the execution happens, we're prepared." Last week, when reflecting on her 29-year-old sister, Mana Hel, being jailed in Riyadh for 11 years by an anti-terrorism court after being arrested for her choice of clothing and support of women's rights in a series of online posts, Fazia Al-Ataiba told The Guardian that, hearing the shattering news, the world became dark before my eyes. Al-Ataiba also lives in political exile in Britain, added, "For the first time, I hated the fact that I was created a woman in my country, a country that has destroyed me and my family and turned our lives into an unbearable hell for the crime that we are women who want to fight for our right to life." So, Talk and Fight supports the men and women in the Middle East who want to enter that ring and share in the wealth that is being thrown at champions who are being brought into Riyadh and Dubai. It's about time. On one hand, it's elevating the sport and its exposure across the media. But on the other hand, we do have to address the issue of sports washing and what it is doing on behalf of the people of the Middle East. And I'd like to see new training facilities open up. I'd like to see new fight nights be reported in the media featuring fighters from the Middle East, both men and women. In other words, drop the guns, drop the grenades, go toe-to-toe in the ring and fight as fighting was anticipated to be fought in ancient times, when boxing, I'm sure, it's as old a sport as the oldest profession in the world, apparently. It goes back thousands of years, and it certainly should remain part of the Olympics. I'm glad that mess has been sorted out. Good news for world boxing. But anyway, as we are watching this evolve, how will Riyadh and its money impact boxing? It will elevate the sport in terms of media attention, but let's hope, on the other hand, it doesn't eclipse what is the reality for Saudis living in Saudi Arabia today, in particular women. Thanks very much for joining me. I appreciate your patience today. A little bit of a different episode, I know, but I'm really looking forward to the Tyson Fury-Alexander Usyk fight. It's too bad about the other that I mentioned, a bit postponed. But nonetheless, I'm looking forward to the big fight coming up, and as well as the undercard. I'm sure you are too. Thanks for joining me. Appreciate your attention. We'll see you again on talkingfight.com.